everyone out there in CFMU, have a nice weekend, listener land. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Corey. You are listening to Have a Nice Weekend here on 93.3 FM CFMU, and that's CFMU.ca. I hope you're toasty this morning. It's just hovering around the zero mark. So it's, still winter, not spring quite yet, but we are looking at -2 outside right now currently with feeling like -3, partially cloudy. This afternoon, we're looking at a daytime high of +3, feeling like -3, with a 70% chance of mixed precipitation, you know, because it's so much fun and y'all love that so much, right? Yeah, good times. Next, we have... We're looking at -6 overnight, and or Saturday afternoon, we're looking at -6, feeling like -14. That's overnight, and we're expecting a lot of wind. We're supposed to get a storm, but I guess we're just getting a little bit, but all the wind instead. And that was overnight. And Sunday, we're looking at a daytime high of -5. So that was a little bit of your weekend weather here on Have a Nice Weekend on 93.3 FM, CFMU, and CFMU.ca. It's 8:01 in the morning, and you know what that means. No, it's not time for the waterfowl. It is time for happy birthday. So this morning, we're going to say happy birthday to Hardik and happy birthday to Willie D. That's right. Willie D is our first artist here on CFMU. Have a nice weekend this morning. We're going to be playing one of his tracks, and it's called Till. Screw the name up again. It's Tomorrow Morning. And this is Waka Buggy on Have a Nice Weekend.
We'll be right back.
And that was Wakabuggy with It's Tomorrow Morning. I hope you enjoyed that one, because I certainly did. And once again, happy birthday to Will, who celebrated a birthday this week. And yeah, that's some really, really great tunes. I love the breakcore stuff. It's really exciting to me, and I get a lot of pleasure derived from listening to that genre of music. So, out there, we're going to get to our next segment here. On Have a Nice Weekend. This is, well, Thank You Neighbor. You know, you get that every week, where there's time to give some gratitude to someone in the community for something they've done or something they do, or, you know, just all that stuff. So this week, before our Thank You Neighbor this week is Matt Jelly. I want to say before, Matt also hosted a radio program with Jamie Gunner Smith and other radio programs as well. But Gunner is still doing radio work, and you can listen to his show on CFMU on Wednesdays from noon till 3. That's Steel City Minute Music with Gunner. And that's my CFMU replay, I guess, this week too for that. But we're going to jump to Thank You Neighbor this week with my guest, Matt Jelly.
Hello, Matt.
How's it going, Corey?
Very well, very well. You are my thank you neighbor today, because not only as a friend, but you've really inspired me over the years, and probably one of the reasons why I host this show, actually.
All right, I appreciate that.
The radio is a big deal to me, like I've told the listeners time and time again, but you've had your own radio show, you do many things, but first, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I met you at my third place.
Yep.
That's Doors Pub Metal Bar on Hess there.
Yep.
I went down there, and I met a bunch of people that were singing their own songs, and everyone was singing along, and I'd never witnessed anything like that before, and it was the beginning at Doors. So.
Yeah, because and we're talking, I guess, like year
2007.
So, yeah. How many years ago is that?
17.
18 years.
17 years ago.
18 years.
Yeah. So, in that time, you've done a lot, but what got you started, actually? You've done many things.
Yeah.
You've started back then, from visual art to the radio, politics. You ran for mayor and ward councillor.
To be honest, a lot of it's a bit of a blur in a way, because it is a long time ago. But I think generally, I guess the way I would have ended up at Doors, I was involved in, you know, sort of local music scene, and I always had been around venues. And I worked at Pepper Jack Cafe, which used to be on King William.
We had Fever under it many nights in that place.
Yeah. And, and so I think, you know, in my 20s, I was trying many different things. And one of those things was, you know, hosting open mics was part of my, you know.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And
hosting radio shows.
Yeah, I guess so. Going way back, when I was 18, I worked for the Hamilton and Region Arts Council, which is still around. I think they're just the Hamilton Arts Council now. But we did a show on CFMU called Arts Beat on Air with Lil Bloom was a host of that as well.
Right.
And Jeff Rosnick. I think that was, for me, that was sort of like the beginning of getting to know the art scene in Hamilton. That was my, I guess, entry into things as sort of, I worked for a theater company, and just kind of, I did all sorts of jobs at different organizations, and I think that led into, getting involved
arts,
in the music
arts
scene.
Arts and politics.
Yeah.
And everything, and that's where we met.
Yeah.
Well, that's, from doing the art and music, when you were doing politics.
Yeah.
You went for mayor.
Yep, when I was 21, I ran for mayor, yeah.
And then ward councillor.
Yeah, when I was 21, I ran for mayor as sort of more of a theatrical thing than anything. I was a weird kid and just kind of wanted to do something that was like, using the electoral process to create some theater. And then, you know, that was 2003. 2010, I ran for city council in a more serious capacity and came real close, but in retrospect, I'm kind of glad it didn't happen. But
Well, also too, back when you were doing the politics, you did the garbage crawl.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, bringing people out for a little community service, helping out, volunteer work.
Yeah.
But you inspired me a lot. I started to appreciate architecture
yep.
a lot more.
Yeah.
The art is all about a perception. You could look at that's a building, or you could, hey, look at how that is built.
Yeah.
And you can appreciate things. So between the music and like the open mics are lots of fun, or yeah. No Pizza.
Yeah.
Our little improv thing.
Our little noise band.
And our little improv at the open mic that you hosted at Doors. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
And from there, with your visual art, I noticed a little bit of you like the HSR a lot.
I do, actually. I don't have a tattoo, but if I ever were to get a tattoo,
that's the one.
I think the old, you know, HSR logo is something I would tattoo on my body.
I
think just I love the I what I like about the HSR is that it has that identity of it's kind of, it's not at all modern. They have not,
yeah,
no Hamilton, one has made any attempt to modernize that, the visual identity, really. So
they built it right the yeah. first time.
Yeah, that part of the HSR. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
All sorts of problems with the HSR, but that logo?
Yeah, that's
chef's the kiss. Yeah,
that perfectly.
Yeah.
But I said myself, I used to call the bus check number because it was like an invisible map of the city, the city's circulation
yeah.
or circulatory system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Transportation. So anything wrapping things up? Is there anything else you would like to touch down on to mention?
No, I just, these days I'm working on, me and my brother have had a company for about coming up on 11 years this year, called Jelly Brothers. Our last name's Jelly and we are brothers, and we make neighborhood maps, and I do, sort of illustrated posters of landmarks and kind of whatever strikes my fancy, basically. And we do events kind of around the greater Golden Horseshoe, mostly Hamilton, but a bit in Toronto and a bit in Niagara. So jellybros.com is the address.
How they get in touch, and you got your online store there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you said neighborhood maps, and say, thank you, neighbor.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. Cheech. I've always known him as Cheech.
Hey,
I don't know what he's telling you folks.
I respond to both of them. But yeah, basically, Matt is the guy that really taught me. Matt helped me love my city that much more. And for you, set the example from some of the things that you've done with your volunteer work. And now I follow volunteering here at a radio yeah. station. So thanks again, buddy. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
You're one of my dearest friends, I have to say.
Thank you, buddy. And thank you, neighbor.
Yeah.
And that was Thank You, Neighbor with good friend Matt Jelly. Thanks again. And like I had mentioned, Matt did do some radio work with Jamie Gunner Smith, who does Steel City Music here on CFMU Wednesdays, noon to 3. And when I was listening to Steel City Music, and Gunner said something that I was going to mention to you folks this morning, he was talking about helping neighbors with their snow. Well, you see someone struggling, help them out. My thing has been snow stomping. Go out, put your boots on, and there's impassables on the sidewalk. If you were physically able to kick that impassable out of the way, please do so. Be a good neighbor. That's right. Neighbors helping neighbors, getting through and surviving this winter together. Where's that snowstorm we're supposed to get tomorrow? Well, I think it's just kind of mixed precipitation now, but good times, right? So, yeah, moving on here on Have a Nice Weekend. We're going to... okay, usually I like to play a bike song or something for public transit and things like that. And because of donors and things, I've said, you know, I'd play some songs for some people. So this is for my friend Chris. And for you drivers, this one's for you. Be safe. I hope there's no one around if you're behind the wheel, because this one gets people excited. But no, be reasonable, be responsible. But listen to this and just go wild in your mind. This is Billy Bubba Billy Boo on Have a Nice Weekend, 93.3 FM and CFMU.ca on the internet, because some people have to listen to the internet because the broadcast signal isn't going far enough. But you know what? That's okay, because we're all up on this planet together, planet Earth, listening to the radio. As neighbors. Here's Billy Bubba Billy Boo.
Waiting, loving, joy, Oh,
As artist can with Lean On Me here on Have a Nice Weekend, CFMU 93.3 FM, Hamilton, and CFMU.ca. You know what? That was such a nice song. I want to play one nice song needs to be followed by another nice song. I think I'm just kind of feeling that this morning. It sounded really proper to me. So, yeah, here's another nice song, and it's going to be, here's a CFMU replay from Have a Nice Weekend from last week, celebrating Black History Month. Here is Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Place for which our parents are. We have come.
every voice and sing. What a nice song. I said, one nice song deserves another nice song, because this is Have a Nice Weekend, and I want you to have a nice weekend. I want you to have a nice life. But that's saying a lot. So I'm gonna make sure you have a nice existence one weekend at a time, wishing you well, getting you started off for getting that time ahead of you, whether you're a weekend warrior or whether you're an essential worker, keeping all the things going, keeping the music playing, the drinks flowing, the food cooking, the snow clearing and all that stuff. Yeah, that's right. So everybody is going to have a nice weekend, to my wish anyway. Let's hope so. Keeping on this theme, I'm liking this theme, man. This is all these songs are feeling good to me. We are rolling out Black History Month, so let's, in the spirit of, we got to play another song along those lines, because these tunes really, they're picking me up this morning. One song sounds good after the other. I was actually not going to play Lift Every Voice and Sing. It wasn't on my playlist, but it just immediately, to me, it deserved to be played. So it was, and I will. And here's another deserve to play. This is Promised Land by Joe Smooth. Here on Have a Nice Weekend, CFMU FM 93.3 and CFMU.ca on the internet. Feel it. Turn it up. House music. Bring the love. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Turn that love up so loud that no one can hate. Oh yeah. That's right. House music. House Nation. Bring the love. Love is love, yo. Have a nice weekend. We're all neighbors. Yeah, and that was Joe Smooth with Promised Land. I really like that song a lot. When I used to do more DJing, I used to like to play that one out of the crate a lot more. But I've been dusting the dust off of the old DJ headphones, getting ready. I got I'm spinning on my birthday on May 31st at L14, and I'm so pumped about that. Because it's you know, DJing and stuff. Being a radio DJ is fun, but I don't get to see the audience. Being a party club DJ is a lot of fun because you got to keep the audience moving, and that's actually something I learned years ago. It's like knowing your place. I like DJing, but I prefer the dance floor. So DJs, thank you, DJs. You're going to be my thank you neighbor one of these days. All you DJs playing for the dance floors, thank you, because I'm the person right up front that wants the heaviest tunes that you got or the most minimal funky stuff you got, because I'm that guy. I'm the guy who will go right up front, and when I hear something I like, I will go wild for you. I might not scream because I got to keep my mouth closed, because I got to breathe, because I got to dance, because I need endurance, and I got to keep it up for several hours. So everybody scream. You know, that's fine. You know, people are quenching their thirst. You know, you can scream and quench. But for those endurance dancers, we got to keep our mouths closed and breathe through our nose because we need our energy. So, speaking of energy, I played a lot of uplifting music for you because it is important to be uplifted, to let your spirit soar. But some of us may have noticed that on this existence, not all the kids want to play nice in, you know, on the playground. So, yeah, that can be problematic. So, sometimes good people have to put our feet on the ground, be grounded and solid, and think about what's really important and how ourselves and all of our neighbors move forward in a positive trajectory rather than divide all the neighbors and everyone just commiserate and be until you expire. No, no, no. Life is a lot better than existing until expiry. So that's the beauty of art. Yeah, this is, I am completely weird for art. And I mean that as a full compliment. Art is the vehicle that has helped me really enjoy and appreciate my existence, because the perception of the arts is takes this existence to a deeper level. Who's still following me? Is that too much for you? Okay, I'm going to move on, because I was trying to get things a little bit more real and bring people down, and then I start jumping up all optimistic-like. But we need the optimism, but we also need the level-headed thinkers to keep us grounded and not let us float away with our ideals. So here is some heavier tunes on Have a Nice Weekend. Some locals, Tariq and Lee, thank you so much. And your pal C Reality dropping It's Real here on Have a Nice Weekend. CFMU 93.3 FM and CFMU.ca on the internet.
'48, the day they steal it, NACPA, the land was snatched to make it real. Racist displacement, they fape and seal. Blatant segregation, no concealing. Racist settler states vote to shield. The West gets all in step and made to heal. For the weapons been invested in the billions, and weapon systems tested on civilians. And racism forms the basis, it's real. Ethno states take hatred to build, and weapon systems tested in the field. And weapon systems tested on children, and violation of human rights reveals cooperation with white Western liberals. Billions spent defenses that just kill defenseless men, women, and children in hospitals and residential buildings. It's no more wall, floors, or ceilings. They flatten cities, towns, and villages, made rubble, dust, cement, and steel for them. Bodies, bones, blood congealing. That Western press been nearly cheering them. Deception been projecting their feelings and conflating definitions and meanings. And silence and independent media, they threaten jobs and academia. And billions spent to bend the feed, and what the peeps gon' see when they check their IG. And billions said they bend in the knee, and them Western leaders is spreading evil and deflecting both the moral and the legal. presented under presidential seal. Gotta watch how you talk about it's real. Gunshots and bomb drops, yo, it's real. They plot to shape your thoughts, yo, it's real. They plot to kill kids off, yo, it's real. And gotta watch what you say, it's real. They open fire on red lines, it's real. You can't cry war crimes while it's real. You can't cry genocide while it's real.
You can kill a child, also cheer about it. Long as their country brown and broke, you ain't gotta doubt it. Colonized based on made up ancient prophecy. The victim became the tyrant, can't see the irony. God gave the permission for their genocidal spree. You dare question it? They call it bigotry. I'm like, if you a thief, baby, say so. Don't lie to me and gaslight the world into never criticizing these literal organ vultures. Not just the culture, the land, the rain, the air they stole and assault you. If you breathe it in, European supremacy. The seasoning, real colony based on lies and racist reasoning. Apartheid, but they hide and prep their red heifers while white skin burns in the Mediterranean weather. It's real, but might is right, and these killers don't yield. And speaking this truth, the power can get you killed. It's a modern day Nakba, ethnic cleanse Gaza. They push the mother off, for the genocide is real. Grandmother shot them, food trucks blocked them, crimes tick tock them. None of it can steal for impunity. Destroying whole communities, IDF shooting spree, demolish universities, hospital bloodbaths, murder under white flags, IDF panties, nab genocide perversity. The whole world's watching, Biden bombs dropping, liberal sheep flocking, their lips are all sealed, or they clapping like seals, seeing four more years. Genocide Joe holding up the shield, 40K dead, countless amputees, thousands under the debris. Biden on his knees, he a Zionist, it's real. He provided the arms to genocide. Made in America, the bullets in a steel. Gotta watch how you talk about it's real. Gunshots and bomb drops, yo, it's real. They plot to shape your thoughts, yo, it's real. They plot to kill kids off, yo, it's real. And gotta watch what you say, it's real. They open fire on bread lines, it's real. You can't cry war crimes while it's real. You can't cry genocide while it's real. Apartheid, yo, it's real. War crimes, yo, it's real. The genocide, yo, it's real. Genocide, yo, it's real. It's real. You know it's real. You know it's real. You know it's real.
That was Lee Reed, See Reality, and Tariq Funk with It's Real. Following that up, I'm going to play Snotty Rez Kids with Welcome to My World. Here on Have a Nice Weekend. We'll be right back. this is Capital with Long Way Down on Have a Nice Weekend. That was Capital with Long Way From Down here on Have a Nice Weekend, CFMU FM 93.3 in Hamilton and CFMU.ca on the web. Yes, you have been listening to Have a Nice Weekend with your host, Corey. I want to get ready to roll out of here. I'm going to have to say some things like love is love, we're all neighbors, treating each other with kindness is key. Shovel a neighbor's snow because they might think you're a real cool person for doing so. And, you know, it's just kind of a neighborly thing to do, right? Because it's have a nice weekend. You're having a nice week. You're starting to have a nice weekend. Help someone else have a nice weekend. Let's all have a nice weekend. So I'm going to remind you once again, next week is the CFMU fundraiser, Raise Your Voice 2025. Yes, we will be looking for your support. Thank you so much, Waterfowl, for that support. And for all of you neighbors still needing to fill up your turning signal fluid, maybe you can borrow a cup of turning fluid, signal fluid from your neighbor. Neighbors helping neighbors, signaling intentions and keeping all of our intentions and where we're going visible. That's what a way to end that off. Is that a sign off? Not really. I think I'm getting fired now. Nah, I hope not. So yeah, once again, next week is the fundraiser. Gonna have a special guest. You're gonna have to turn in who to know who you are. Yo, 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 yo. That's right. I'm sure it won't be one of my good friends as a guest next week in here carrying on antics like Beavis and Butthead, keeping y'all entertained, trying to drum up some funds to support our beloved community radio station. Yeah, it'll be a surprise. Some of you, I think I've already told some of you, but some of the rest of you are just going to have to wait in anticipation. Till next week for that, right? Okay. So getting ready to roll out of here. Loving the sounds of the house music, because house music, I think a dance floor is what brings neighbors together, because people say we all laugh in the same language. We all dance. We all dance on dance floors at the same time, and we cooperate with each other, because people who can dance together can live together, and that's what it's all about. Have a nice weekend. Okay, see ya. Oh, why do I always sign off, and then I want to tell you the song that I'm going to play first, because, this is Groovy. Brickman on Have a Nice Weekend. So, okay, love is love. We're all neighbors. Okay, see ya. Bye-bye. Here's Groovy by Brickman. Have a nice weekend. Once again, okay, see ya, bye-bye.
Radio without borders.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.